And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of April, 2025. April 8th is National Dog Fighting Awareness Day. The origins of dog fighting can be traced back to the Roman invasion of Britain in 43 AD, as both sides brought dogs to the battlefield to help them fight. While the Romans won the war, British dogs proved to be better trained, and so the Romans, impressed, began to import British fighting dogs for war and entertainment. In their Colosseum, they would have dogs fight in groups against other animals, and later they would export them to other countries all over Europe. By the early 19th century, people started talking about animal cruelty, and the British Parliament banned dog fighting in 1835. But unfortunately, dog fighting persisted. People started crossbreeding dogs to create stronger breeds, and fighting dogs were imported to the United States as well as the rest of the world during the mid-1800s. But the concerns about animal abuse kept growing as well. And by the 1860s, most states in the U.S. outlawed blood sport. In 1976, dog fighting was made illegal in every state, but the enforcement remained lax until a study showed a link between the activity and other crimes. The Animal Fighting Prohibition Act went into effect in May 2007, which provides a penalty of up to 3 years of imprisonment for each offense of interstate or foreign transport of animals for fighting purposes. In December 2010, the ASPCA established a blood sports unit dedicated solely to investigating animal fighting. In 2017 alone, they rescued more than 300 dogs from 13 dog fighting operations across 11 states. It is common for the ears and tongues of dogs to be removed for dog fighting because their opponents could latch onto them during a fight. Weaker dogs are used as disposable targets. For these competitions, dogs are trained to severely wound or kill their adversary. And it's all too common that losers are abandoned without receiving any medical treatment. The only times losing dogs have their injuries treated and aren't abandoned is when they have had a good history of fights won or come from a bloodline that's considered valuable. Handsome Dan's Rescue is one rescue, an animal training group meant to help victims of dog fighting rehabilitate and find them a home. You can learn the stories of how these dogs learn to live again at handsomedansrescue.org. The publication of Forget the Camel, The Madcap World of Animal Festivals and What They Say About Being Human by Elizabeth Malampy is today. As the gates open at the racetrack in Virginia City, Nevada, three camels stumble out, ridden by amateur jockeys. A crowd of roaring spectators looks on gleefully, but as the camels approach the first turn, one loses her footing and crashes to the ground. While the camel's handlers rush to the animal, the race's MC calls out in defense of the jockey, "Check on Charlie! Forget the camel!" The International Camel and Ostrich Races is just one of hundreds of animal festivals that take place around the world every year, each putting animals on display for humans to gawk at, demonize, or adore. But why? What value do these festivals and their rituals hold? And why, when the animals are in distress, do we insist that the show still must go on? In Forget the Camel, Elizabeth Malampy meets the groundhogs, butterflies, rattlesnakes, lobsters, sled dogs, frogs, and other creatures we use to build community, instill fear, and transmit meaning. She shows how killing rattlesnakes in Texas represents a triumph over the Wild West, how lobster boils on Maine's Atlantic coast show solidarity with the working class, and how the celebration each February of a single groundhog reminds us of our reliance on nature. In the process, she uncovers the symbolism we attach to animals and the stories we tell to rise above them. Forget the Camel is an immersive entry into the sights, smells, tastes, and noise of animal festivals across the country, and a beautifully written step toward a compassionate future. And here's a poem for today. A Poem for Children on Cruelty to the Irrational Creation by Jane Cave Winscombe. Oh, what a cruel, wicked thing for me, who am a little king, to give my hapless subjects pain and make them groan beneath my reign. Were I a chafer and could fly, ah, should I not with anguish cry, should naughty children take a pin and run me through to make me spin? Were I a bird took from my nest, should I not think myself oppressed, if tossed about in wanton play, till maimed and faint I die away? Now, and when I'm a bigger boy, let cruelty my heart annoy, because it is a dreadful evil that only fits me for the devil. I'll not torment a dog or cat, a toad, a viper, or a rat. They're formed by an almighty hand and spring to life at his command. Good men, thy holy word attests, are kind and tender to their beasts. May I be merciful and kind, that I with thee may mercy find. A Poem for Children on Cruelty to the Irrational Creation by Jane Cave Winscombe. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to lead with compassion.